FM 90.3 WJTL, Rebecca St. James, Sweet Little Jesus Boy. That is song number 89. We sort of had a Mark Martel sandwich there, song number 90. Mark Martel, the Hallelujah Chorus, that's all him. He's doing everything, all the voices, everything. And in 91, Rebecca St. James, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. You're listening to the top 100 Christmas songs of all time, as voted by the WJTL listeners. Thank you for voting. Thank you for tuning in. Good morning, Annie and Fred, with you. We're so excited and thrilled to be sharing these songs with you. Good morning at 7:03.
It's already been such a blast. Fred and I have been looking forward to it for so long, and I think probably you as well. Stay tuned throughout today during our top 100 Christmas countdown for prizes, voting and prizes, and you'll have opportunities throughout the day to win a Christmas prize pack that includes a pass to Stone Gables Christmas Village, a WJTL mug with cocoa, a digital download of Wholehearted from We Are Messengers. Find contest details at the Christmas Countdown blog at WJTL.com. And would it be Christmas if we didn't have all these gifts and giveaways?
I know. So much fun.
So much fun.
And we have the gift of having very special guests with us in the studio during the top 100. Mylan Sott, the executive director of Brittany's Hope, and Dana Myers, director of development, are here. Good morning, Mylan.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us
we
here.
We love having you here. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Absolutely. Typically, it's to my brother-in-law Joe, but today is National Adoption Month, so hello to all the adopted parents out there and to all the adoptees. All of you are just amazing, and we are so proud to be a part of that extended family.
Awesome. Dana, how about you? Anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure, I'd love to say hi to my family, and a shout out to all the families who are lucky enough to have a special needs child, because it's the greatest blessing.
Oh, that's awesome. Mylan, tell us about Brittany's Hope.
Yes, Brittany's Hope is a local charity born out of a loss of an adopted daughter, and it's restoring hope for thousands of children and families. And we, as an organization, we're based locally in Elizabethtown, and how we conduct our mission is through providing adoption grants to families that are willing to adopt special need children. Then also we are providing direct care to orphan and at-risk children that are waiting.
Very exciting. How many kids have you impacted and families through the years? Do you know?
In 21 years, we have impacted 1,444 kids.
Wow. So 21 years?
Yep.
That time flew by.
Sure did.
That's crazy. Yeah. And this morning, Dana is with us. Dana Myers, she's the director of development. And Dana, you're brand new. You just started.
Brand new. This is my fourth day at Brittany's Hope.
Love
that. Congratulations. Yeah. You're with a great organization.
Yeah, so honored to work with Mylan and the rest of the team.
Yeah. What are you so excited about? What made you want to be a part of the Brittany's team?
Well, as I said about having a special needs daughter, and it's just so like near and dear to my heart. Also, the adoption, despite the fact that we have five kids, we thought we couldn't have any children.
Wow.
And so we, knowing how when you want to be a mom so much and you can't be, it's this whole mission just is, right as you said, near and dear to my heart.
Wow, that's so awesome. Cool. And I know you guys want to talk about Christmas at the Star Barn.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about that this year and what that's going to look like.
We are thrilled to announce that we're having a physical event. Yay!
In person.
We miss our extended our families and being able to have the ability to connect. So we are holding Christmas at Starburn Village on December 4th. It's our annual fundraiser to assist our programs. And the events has become a very festive day for the activities for all.
Yeah.
So we have two type of ticketing. We have VIP, that one will include breakfast with Santa. And that ticketing, you must register online ahead of time. And I am so excited just share that we are nearly sold out. There's only 500 seating for that. So if you want your ticketing, get online now and register right away. And then the other portion is our general admission, which is equally exciting. There's lots and lots of great activities.
Yeah, it's wonderful. If folks want more information or if they want to register, they can visit you online.
Yep, at www.brittanyshope.org.
Very cool.
Yep.
Keep going. Anything else?
The general admission is, in addition to the VIP, the general admission is also so exciting. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., also on December 4th, of course. I know my daughter is, super excited about the pony rides, the cake decorating, or the cookie decorating, the s'mores, and the dance party. There's also going to be a petting zoo and face painting. And it's not just for little kids. I think we say it's for kids up to age 110. So there are there's a life-size nativity, the basswood nativity, as well as the holiday miniatures displays, like the Department 56 Christmas displays. And they're new this year is a Christ Kindle Market, and then volunteer photographers to take pictures of you and your family all throughout.
So a great opportunity to support Brittany's Hope Christmas at the Star Barn. Check it out online, brittanyshope.org. On the way, we'll talk more with Dana and Mylynn. And our countdown continues. We've got song number 88, Waiting in the Wings. It's Denver and the Mile High Orchestra.